Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Work set to begin soon on a fix for the tilt of San Francisco's high-rise Millennium Tower, and we're learning a bit more about how all this will be paid for. I'm joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Maturin. It turns out a little bit of it is you and me, right, Phil?
Well, it's to be expected, isn't it?
Seems like it.
I mean, what else would you expect in San Francisco? We're talking about the Millennium Tower, 58-story luxury high-rise located on Mission Street, smack dab in the center of what was the new San Francisco, the tech San Francisco, the Salesforce Tower, the Transbay Terminal. And building all of that, well, it apparently, you know, there's questions about whether it was built properly, about whether the ground under some of the buildings was disturbed during the building. The result was the tilting tower. It sunk some 17 inches and resulted in 9 lawsuits and lots of other countersuits and a multi-million dollar settlement that is, I've been told it's in excess of $300 million is the final fee on it. But as thanks to the way things work out and the fact that we were doing some building down there as well, the city of the Transbay Terminal was being built down there and might have disrupted some things. The public's going to be paying $30 million into the settlement that's going to help with the $100 million fix to get the thing straightened up again.
All right. So this is added to the list of public works projects going awry around here, right, Phil? I just happened to be on Van Ness Avenue the other day. I don't travel to that side of San Francisco much anymore. But, man, they've been working on that bus thing for a long time, huh?
They have, and they say that they're going to have it substantially completed in another year, which is, I'm not holding my breath on that. So we're going to have express lanes going down there for what few commuters are still coming in from Marin County and going up and down that. You know, we're great at planning, whether it's the Transbay Terminal or the Van Ness Corridor or the Central Subway. We're not too good on execution, and the Transbay Terminal is a classic of that. It started out as being, it was a bus station, you might remember, years ago, and then they said, well, we're going to redo the bus station. They said, well, let's redo the bus station and make it so that we can have a mall there. And by the way, high-speed rail's coming to San Francisco, right? Let's put a train station in there on the basement to accommodate that. And then we're going to put a 3-block-long park on the fourth floor of it across the stop, and we're going to have to dig deep. And we might have dug a bit deep and disrupted the soil over here, although we say we didn't. It wasn't our fault, but we're still paying $30 million for it. Stan, we give a whole new meaning to the word construction and deconstruction.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.